You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Capaccio filling up right behind the Bills bench right now with their flags and their hey, 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 hey.
Hey, 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 hey.
Hey, 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 hey. Let's go Buffalo chant.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
The Bills make me wanna shout.
Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. You heard the music. You know the man's coming up here on the Western Hotline. But first, before we get to that, some breaking news. I think within like the last minute or so, Jeremy and Joe, right at the end of their show, they admitted they got on a report that Tua Tagovailoa was being benched in favor of quarterback Quinn Ewers. They were just a little bit early, or at least the got tweet was a little early.
It was Ian Rappaport.
Yeah, right,
It's concussion protocol.
No,
the man just got benched.
It is straight up. Ian Rappaport, Adam Schefter, this is the tweet. Dolphins are benching starting quarterback Tua Tagovailoa and starting rookie quarterback Quinn Ewers against the Bengals. Well. We'll see how that goes.
Zach is giddy.
I'm giddy in weird reasons. With that, we'll bring on Sal Capaccio here on the Western Hotline. Sal, we'll get to Bills Browns here in a minute, but just right off the bat, that news, Tua being benched by the Dolphins in favor of Ewers.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I think back over the last couple of years, how everything's gone down with Tua. You know, you feel bad for him, the situation he's been in with his concussions, and then, you know, it just seems like he's regressed. Sorry about that. He's regressed as a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they haven't had the strongest offensive lines. And they're in a position where they already fired their general manager. And I think their coach is very much in question if he's coming back. They're out of the playoffs. But what really sets it apart here is that contract.
Yeah.
I don't know what they do beyond him. Like, you could move on from him and eat the money and just say, we're just going to know that we're not going to have that money to spend next year. Like Denver did with Russell Wilson. You could do something like that, right? No doubt about it. But I think that's what's really kind of, you know, the story going forward here about it, not just the benching, obviously.
I wonder, too, how much, I mean, this is going to be obviously a move that is made, you know, or thought about at least for a couple of weeks. It's not one, you know, throw or what have you. But I will say the pick against Pittsburgh kind of was the culmination or you know, the encapsulation of Tua's entire career. Arm not strong enough, in the cold, can't get it done.
Yeah.
And it just, it you know, for lack of a better term, it looked like a weak throw. It just did not look like he had any power on it, and that's a big reason why it's picked off.
Yeah, small quarterback who came in with not a ton of mobility, had a couple injuries. Eventually that catches up to you, I think, in the league. I really
100%.
Do. I think that, you know, you can win. Baker's not the biggest guy in the world, right? I mean, you can win. There's no doubt. But I think eventually that kind of skill set, that kind of build – those things add up after a while. And when you don't fortify your offensive line, it just keeps getting tougher and tougher. And the Dolphins have always taken an approach, it seemed to me, to build the team from the outside in, meaning wide receivers and running backs before they really address their offensive line. I just don't think that that's conducive when you have a smaller quarterback in the NFL, especially. It's probably not the way to do it anyway, but, you know, teams, I mean, even Joe Burrow, look at, he's getting beat up because of this over his career. Now, they've been better this year, their offensive line, but you've seen what's happened to him. So he is due $54 million fully guaranteed next year, by the way.
Yeah, $54 million. What did the Broncos have to, the Broncos had to eat? I think they had to eat about $50 million. So it's around the same, but man, oof.
You know, I think what this does is at least gives the organization an opportunity to evaluate Quinn Ewers. Mm. The other thing we never know about these things, guys, who really made the decision? Yeah, I mean, it could be Mike McDaniel announcing the decision. Was it him or was it Stephen Ross?
Yeah, I think absolutely. Now I wonder, too, what are they going to do with Mike McDaniel? Like, is this sort of a three-game tryout of like, all right, let's see what you look like with, you know, a quarterback. Yep. I watched a lot of Quinn Ewers. He is not an athlete by any means. That bad offensive line will hurt him, but he's got a much more lively arm than Tua. So, in a weird way, I'm very curious to see what the Dolphins look like, in part for, you know, the Texas fan of me. I want to see Ewers in the NFL and see how he succeeds, even if I had a love-hate relationship with him. But it'll be curious. But it's out now to Bills Browns. Another curious quarterback situation, and one that I'm excited to watch, Shedeur Sanders. They're not a good team, but I think Sanders is super fascinating.
Yeah, he is. He came into this league, obviously, with a very polarizing in a lot of different ways. And I always thought a lot of it was unfair, but sometimes I think he put a bunch of it on himself. What I mean by unfair is because of who his dad is and how he was always viewed through that prism. But he's also kind of not done himself any favors, right, for some of the ways that he's approached different things. And, you know, in the locker room and being like the mime. And I don't think he meant any disrespect, but it came off that way. But maybe not the best way to do it. But there's a lot of different ways there. You look at what he's done so far, you know, this season. He had a nice game against the Tennessee Titans when he threw for 364 yards. In that game, though, he still completed less than 55% of his passes. Guys, I mean, his completion percentage, he did complete 64 against San Fran. You go back to the games that he's played, though, the games that he's started, 55, 64, 54.8, 51.4 last week. He's threw three interceptions last week. On the season, he has, what, three, four, five, six interceptions, five touchdowns. Still a man learning on the job, kind of. This is a opportunity for the Bills to really get after a young quarterback, confuse him. I would anticipate the Browns would really want to run the ball against the Bills. They have a good young running back. I was thinking today, what happened to that like amazing Cleveland Browns offensive line from a couple of years ago?
Yes.
You know what I mean, like they were just so amazing. And they're not the same unit they used to be. I know that some injuries. I understand that. But like what a far cry from where we were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Sal, when it comes to the Bills on the defensive side of the ball, Christian Benford missed last week. I know that Sean McDermott did obviously say something about it on Monday of, you know, the introductory stuff, but we will get our first look at the injury report from practice this afternoon.
Yeah, so remember I told you guys last week, I think what we're doing now is every Wednesday will be a walkthrough.
Yep.
They've done that the last few years, so today will be a walkthrough. So it'll be an estimation on the injury report. What would the player be if it had been a full practice? And then usually, not always, Thursday is kind of no change other than the fact that we've had guys injured from Wednesday to Thursday. Right? I mean, then it does happen. But so if Sean McDermott tells us in about a little over an hour from now, if he tells us that Christian Benford's going to be limited today, I think it's a really good sign. That means that they're probably expecting him to be limited tomorrow during a full practice. Now, limited doesn't mean he has to play. There is an argument to be made. Okay, you just guys brought up Shedeur Sanders, that passing game. Do you put Christian Benford on a cold field in Cleveland on Sunday? Do you play him in a game where you think you just went against Drake May and the Bengals and you did a really good job with the guys you have? Do you play him? Or, hey, if he's healthy, he plays, right? I think there's a good argument for that to be made. Now, that said, one thing you have to keep in mind, Dane Jackson is out of elevations. The Bills have only three boundary cornerbacks on their roster. If Christian Benford can't play or they elect not to play him in whatever capacity, I don't know what the option is other than elevating to Corey Couch at this point.
Right, because obviously Jamarcus Ingram not on the team, Darius Slay did not report, and there is there's a little bit of questions on what they do there. They also, I do believe, they waived MJ Devonshire from the practice squad as well.
They did. And you know what? That could be a nice sign for Christian Benford.
Yes.
It could.
That could
be. Right. So Christian Ben, it could be, I'm glad you brought that up. Maybe that's an indicator they won't need the extra guy on the depth chart this week across the board because they're feeling good about Christian Benford. We'll see it today, though, a little bit more.
Staying on the injuries, Sal, obviously Matt Prater not going to be in this week. Michael Badgley going to be the kicker for the Bills after they held a tryout with him, and I think it was Matthew Wright that I saw.
Yeah, Matthew Wright had been a part of the Bills earlier this year, maybe training camp. Like, you know, I mean, he came in a little bit earlier this year and kicked a little bit. Wasn't signed. Excuse me.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Now you have Michael Badgley who comes in, and Badgley's got a pretty strong leg. He's a free agent for a reason, right? He's been a bit inconsistent in his career. His field goal percentage is only 83% on the season. Now this year, he's hitting at 90%. Let me just look how many field goals he's had though. Field goal attempts this year. Well, he's 10 of 11 this year. He was 10 of 11 with the Indianapolis Colts. So a little bit of a sample size there, not ton. So a guy that they feel that, you know, can come in and right away, you know, kind of just seamlessly, you know, get in. He's a 10-year veteran. He's been in the league, you know, seven years, I guess. So, you know, a guy that probably you feel a little better in a situation like this, a little colder, not knowing the people you're around, and you can kind of, it's the same thing they do with guys that they're familiar with. Now, maybe there's no kicker they're necessarily familiar with, but let's get a guy in here that has kind of seen it before. We can seamlessly bring him in. Interesting on that, too, when it comes to the roster, they only signed into the practice squad, guys. So is that also an indication that they believe that Matt Prater is going to be ready after a game or two where they only have to elevate Badgley three times? There's only three games left. They can elevate Badgley three different times before putting him on the active roster, obviously. So there's some roster decisions and gymnastics that kind of have to be made, but maybe we'll get an indication of what that is. They could always, they have until 4 p.m. on Saturday to either elevate him or sign him to the 53.
It does feel like a lot of this year, Sal, the Bills have had to do a lot of these roster gymnastics just due to injuries. So they've gotten practice up to this point. This is not a new issue for them. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I think it is fair to bring up that, I mean, they could just do this with Badgley the rest of the way for the regular season and then see, you know, where they're sitting at. Because Prater, you know, before he picks up an injury, it wasn't every game, but it did feel like we were starting to see like a missed PAT every other game. I think the shine on Prater had washed off a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's fair to bring up. I think he's been pretty consistent this year. It's funny, I just told you that Badgley is 90% on the season. You know what Prater is? 90%.
Yeah.
And he's kicked exactly twice as many field goals. Matt Prater is 18 of 20. Badgley is 10 of 11 this year. So it's really interesting. Well, I guess a little less than half, I should say. But, you know, it is interesting. You're right. Extra points on the season. He's missed three. They've all seemed to come. He's come a couple of them over the last several weeks. Didn't one come in Houston on Thursday night?
I think that's right.
Yes.
And that was a big deal because it kind of changed the flow of the game, the way it was, the way the game went and the score. So, you know, those are important. I agree. I still think, you know, the Bills would love to have Matt Prater available. He's done a really nice job for them this year. He's been consistent. But I agree that, like, there's been a couple here and there. What we don't know, too, Zach, is has the quad injury been lingering? Is it something he's been fighting through, which might be a reason for some of these?
No, absolutely. It was a little bit eye-opening that, you know, McDermott, when speaking with you in the media earlier this week, mentioned that he'd only found out that day about the quad injury. But that also could just be he just found out that it's going to hold him out of a game, not that it had been lingering.
Sure, sure.
We have no idea. Real quick, Sal, I do want to talk about the defense for the Bills and mainly the second half adjustments. We can push that to tomorrow because also on the defense for the Cleveland Browns, a record could be broken on Sunday. Miles Garrett only needs a sack to tie Michael Strahan. If he gets a sack and a half, he will break that single season record. And he's registered at least a sack in every game since October 8th. The pace he has been on such a bad team has been incredible.
Really is what he needs, a sack and a half, right?
Yep.
He needs a sack and a half. Do you guys remember when Strahan broke it? Like, were you old enough to remember that?
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you about that as well. How irritated would you be, or would it even register for you, if Allen pulled a Brett Favre and just kind of fell down and let Garrett get the sack?
Yeah, I can't see that happening.
Can't either.
But yeah, you know, you think about it. I can't. You know why? There's three games left here.
Right.
Favre did it in the final game, and like there wasn't much time left, if I remember. So he kind of gave it to him, Strahan, right? That's not going to happen here. I can't make, like, hey, dude, you can get it in the next 2 weeks. You're not getting against me. We need to win a game here, right? We're trying to win a game to win a to get to the playoffs. So I can't imagine that happening. I think though that it is interesting that when that happened, Michael Strahan, Brett Favre, you know, and then that created the whole. I'm sure you guys have seen Mark Gastineau kind of went after Brett Favre at a convention because it was Gastineau's record that Strahan broke, and there was a big deal about it. And I grew up watching Mark Gastineau, and he had the original record for many years until Michael Strahan brought it. Well, anyway, to your question about Miles Garrett. So Deion Dawkins has said many times he is the toughest player for him to block in this league. And I mean, you can understand why, but he's very open about it. He has so much respect for him. Could it happen? Sure, it could happen. I could see it happening this weekend. I think the Bills will do whatever they can to not let it happen. But part of that is play your game, run the ball, be balanced. Don't put Josh in those situations where those things could happen this week, where Miles Garrett could tee off. But they're going to be very aware. It's no different than playing TJ Watt. It's no different than playing, you know, the guys that against Houston. And I know those guys got off a little bit, but you have to have a game plan for everybody here. You're right. I'm looking at his ledger. I mean, he had 1, 2, 3 games in the middle of the season where he did not have a sack. And then that was it.
Yeah.
2, 1.5, and then 0.5, 0, 0, 0, and then 1, 5, 1, 4, 3, 1, 1, 1.5. It's crazy.
It's unbelievable. And you know, it is crazy, Sal, too. I mean, with how good their defense is, because it's not just him. I mean, Carson Schwechinger, I think, is the favorite to win Defensive Rookie of the Year. Mason Graham has been very, very good in the interior of the defense. You would think some of these performances by Garrett, the 5-sack one against New England, would lead to wins, and instead many of these games have been blowouts. It's just... it's incredible, and sort of, you know, it encapsulates Garrett's career. He is going to be undoubtedly a first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the greatest Cleveland Browns of all time, and yet there was only a sliver of time there where the Browns were good and in the playoffs while he was also at the peak of his powers.
Yeah, and you're right, by the way, about, you know, their defense. I mean, the Cleveland Browns rank 3rd in total yards given up. They rank 14th in rushing yards, but only 6th in rushing yards per play. And they're number 1 in the league in passing yards per game allowed. Number 2 is the Bills. Number 2 is the Bills. It's kind of interesting to watch that. But I think it's because their offense is so bad, and it has been all year. They're literally 30 or 32nd in almost every major category. It doesn't matter what their defense is doing. It's like their defense almost has to score. They have to win low-scoring games like they did against Green Bay. Remember that?
I was gonna bring up Green Bay. I'm like, the defense kind of won that game. Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. They did score 29 against Tennessee. Shadur had a nice day. They scored 24 against the Las Vegas Raiders. 31, it looks like, against Miami. Other than that, they had not scored over 20 points in any other game this season.
Just incredible. Just incredible. Their only offensive stat, by the way, if they're not 29th or 30th, is time of possession. They're 22nd.
It's wild.
Oh, it's incredible. All right, Sal. we'll let you get out of here, get you ready for practice, and we'll talk again tomorrow. Thanks for jumping on with us, man.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
Sacapaccio there on the Wester Hotline. Before we hit our next timeout, listen to Show Up in the Bulldog all week for your chance to win a $100 Woodhouse Spa gift card, courtesy, of course, by Woodhouse Spa on Main Street in Williamsville. Woodhouse makes it simple to give the perfect gift for your with their curated holiday packages, everything from deep tissue massages to hot stone treatments and incredible facials. Visit WoodhouseSpa.com. We've got primetime players coming up at 11. I know many of you have also been asking for reverse AFC power rankings. We've had a lot to do. The Sabres made a lot of moves. We had to push some stuff
back. We had to shuffle deck chairs.
But primetime players coming up in just under 15 minutes. 803-0550 as well, the number if you want to jump on and give your thoughts. We're free the rest of the way. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, this is WGR.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.